basically, the connection that the Bible's making here is that the man who goes for the strange woman is the simple who are passed on and are punished. This is a simple-minded person void of knowledge. The Bible says in Proverbs 9, verse 13, a foolish woman is clamorous, loudmouth. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Hey, if any woman tries to get you to establish some sort of relationship in secret with you, red flag. Red flag, folks. This is the same woman who says, stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Yeah, but afterwards thy mouth shall be filled with gravel.
Amen. Right.
That's what the Bible says. And the bread probably tastes disgusting anyways. It's rotten. It's got mold. The waters are probably bitter. Just know this. The strange woman will never deliver on her promises. Just like Satan never delivers on his promises. Look at Genesis 38, verse 12. It says, in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up unto his sheep shearers to Timnath, he and his friends, Hira the Adullamite. And he was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnath to shear his sheep. So Tamar is the wife of Shua. Okay, Shua, at this point, has already passed away. And so she's a widow. Okay, and so they told Tamar, hey, Judah, who is Shua's Judah, who is Shua's father, is coming down to basically to be in this area. They tell this to Tamar. Look at verse 14. And she put her widow's garment off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way up to Timnath, for she saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given unto him to wife. So let me explain what's going on here. Judah, his son passed away, but he told Tamar, hey, when my other son is grown, then you can marry him, and you know, you'll have someone to take care of you, you'll be married, everything will be fine. But the thing is that Shelah grew up, and Judah did not give him to Tamar. So he basically went back on his promise. So she's a little upset about that, okay? And so now she's conspiring. She's doing this deceitful thing where she's going to take off her widow's garment and put on the garment of a harlot. It says to Timnath, for she saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot. Now, to the previous point, obviously what she was wearing made her look like a harlot. Okay? So that means some women who are can look like a prostitute and not be a prostitute. But they just dress like a prostitute.
Right. Yeah.
When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot. Now, she wanted to look like a harlot, though, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy signet, thy bracelets, and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. Now, the reason she's doing this is because she's basically gonna trick him, okay? So that when news comes back to Judah that his daughter-in-law is playing the harlot, you know, he overreacts. He's like, oh, man, we need to burn her. Because this is like, hey, she's conceived by she's having a child by whoredoms. And Judah's like, death! Kind of like the way David reacted, you know, when Nathan the prophet came to him. And he's like, burn her! And then she comes. And then she's like, the person who basically I'm going to have a baby by is the owner of these things. The bracelet, the signet, and the staff. And she's like, she's more righteous than I. Which is such a stupid statement. Because they're both not righteous at all. She was just more cunning than he was and conspired more in an evil way to basically, you know. And he understood at the end. He's like, oh, it's because I didn't give Shelah for her to wife. But the point is, the point that I'm trying to make is the fact that he was willing to give a pledge for this harlot. this harlot who he thought he didn't know. Obviously, a stupid individual. And by the way, anybody who goes around sleeping with prostitutes is a stupid individual.
That's right.
Okay? There was a pastor a couple years ago who was doing that. He's a foolish person. He's a wicked person. You know, using church money, by the way, to go sleep with prostitutes. I mean, how wicked is that? But anybody who goes around sleeping with prostitutes is obviously a simple, stupid, idiotic individual. Why? Because they don't know that person. They don't know how many diseases that person has. They don't know if that person has HIV or what kind of STDs that they have or diseases or, you know, maybe her pimp is waiting in that hotel room or whatever and shoots him and kills him and robs him. But you know what? Take a pledge of him for a strange woman because only simple, stupid people do that. Only an idiot would go around and sleeping with prostitutes.